Chapter 6. A Good Night's Work. He put the bag on his back and jumped onto Kevin's bicycle. Then he rode quickly out of the garage into the dark.
It was midnight in the Langleys' house. Alison and the children were home again. They didn't want to be in the same house as the strange Dr. Bean, but the children had to go to school. David was asleep in the sitting room. Alison was very angry with him and didn't want him in the bedroom. Mr. Bean couldn't sleep. He was very unhappy. He sat in the kitchen. He thought and thought.
David will lose his job now, he thought sadly.
At 1 o'clock, Kevin walked into the kitchen. He looked sleepy.
Hi, Beanie.
Oh, hello, Kevin. Why aren't you in bed?
I couldn't sleep. I can't stop thinking about beautiful women with no clothes on. And you?
Said Kevin.
I can't stop thinking about Whistler's mother,
answered Mr. Bean.
Whistler's mother? Boring! Come up to my room, Beanie, said Kevin. I've got a great poster of Cindy Crawford up there. She's better than old Whistler's mother.
Then he got a glass of milk and some chocolate cake.
See you in the morning, Beanie.
Kevin went back to bed, but Mr. Bean sat at the kitchen table. He started thinking again. A poster of Cindy Crawford. Really, young people today.
Wait a minute,
he thought. Mr. Bean suddenly had an idea. Another wonderful Mr. Bean idea. He stood up quickly and found a large bag in a cupboard. First, he ran out of the kitchen and into the bathroom with the bag in his hands. Then he went quietly into Alison's bedroom, then into the kitchen again, and then into the garage. After 10 minutes, the bag was very heavy. There was a hairdryer in it, a bicycle light, some eggs, some small bottles, and a lot of other things. Next, Mr. Bean went into the sitting room.
Now, where's David's card? He thought. I can't open the front door at the gallery without it.